This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
In the Washington Post, media columnist Margaret Sullivan wrote about what she called the false equivalency presidency of Donald Trump. When he does or says something wrong, do we need to also point out something wrong with people on the other side of an issue? Sullivan says we saw this during the campaign when Hillary Clinton's misuse of a private server email was constantly brought up to balance the reporting of all of Trump's flaws, what Sullivan referred to as his racism, sexism, and unbalanced narcissism. So do we need to constantly bring something up to balance stories, or should we just be reporting what somebody says or does and let that stand on its own without having to balance it out when you're talking about politicians?
Well, I take some issue with what she wrote. I thought that reporters were being very objective. They were just reporting what was coming out from the campaign. The emails constantly were something that wouldn't go away, so it was constantly being discussed and waged. It never seemed to be it took some time before that was an issue that was investigated and put to side and put to rest. But it was something that was still in the air and still lingered. But
was it coming up because reporters kept bringing it up to balance out the reporting?
Her opponent kept bringing it up, I think. And we had to report to what the other side and the Trump campaign was taking issue with. And I think that's merely what the reporters were trying to do. I don't think they were concerned about equal time or balance. It was just the news of the day and the issue that was being discussed.
I mean, the FBI director ended up having to speak before Congress about it.
Right.
So it was an important topic, but we're not as journalists. Okay, we're not telling the audience these are equal issues. We're not telling them, this is the same as this. These are equivalent things. We're just talking about these different topics. And if people think that we're creating some kind of equivalency, that I don't think that's what we're doing when we're reporting. We're just telling you what's going on as it happens.
Creating equivalency is not our job. Presenting the facts and how they are and having the readers and listeners decide, the viewers decide, is our job.
I guess perception is the issue there, because if they see the topics coming up, does the audience think these are equal issues? Are we trying to balance something? Or I don't think we're trying to balance what she's suggesting. Every time President Trump says something, I don't think it's necessarily our job to go and search through a haystack looking for something to put up against it equally.
But there is the matter of reporters and perhaps feeling they need to be objective. And so how do you balance that out?
I mean, I think we were objective here, though. I think in the campaign, that in this example that's brought up, I think they were surely objective. I think they were just reporting the facts as they were presented. I don't think that there was any subjectivity whatsoever. I just don't see really the issue. I didn't see there to be the need between some inequality here. I didn't see any issues with that whatsoever. I don't think so.
Well, you said earlier that Trump kept bringing it up, the issue of the misuse of the private server email. So Why do we need to keep reporting if he just keeps bringing it up?
Well, that's a good point. I think maybe if we do bring it up every time he does bring it up to an extent, that's fine. But maybe we need to press him as reporters. Maybe reporters needed to press him on something else, something of more of substance that was more germane, I guess, to the campaign than this fallback. Or maybe the news was the fact that he didn't get it, and the fact that he had to keep relying on this as an excuse to combat his challenger.
We definitely let things like this define the news day. So whenever he had a press conference or a rally and he brought something up, that ended up being the talking points, at least on major networks like CNN, for example. But I don't see them as objective journalists necessarily. Most of the shows that they have, the programs that they have, are not necessarily journalism. It's a lot more commentators talking, pundits discussing, but we're not talking about a newscast the way that, journalists will put together for like a local audience. You're not seeing people going out and doing field reports. I mean, that's very rare. And I think that the local stations, I think local media have done a much better job with objectivity. But you know what? Objectivity is also something that's looked at a lot more now as maybe it's passé. And I know a lot of journalists really hate that idea that objectivity may be passé, but we're hearing a lot about that. Every time I go to a convention or a conference, that issue is brought up. And people like it, for example, the Young Turks, who are mainly an online program, they say objectivity, that's not for journalists anymore. We need to just be upfront about where we fall in the spectrum and report from there.
And perhaps this is a symptom of more viewers or listeners or readers searching for these commentary-like shows more so to get their news, or even late-night television for that matter. I think this might be a symptom of that, and people are wanting to be told how they should feel, but they're losing sight also that what journalism is and where they should find some objective information as well. So it's interesting, this kind of this change of tide and how we gather, see information and what kind of information is available and how it's presented, especially with cable news, TV and talk radio and things. We have all these different elements opposing each other, and how we weigh objectivity and subjectivity is that it's constantly at loggerheads with each other.
Yeah, I don't personally, as someone who's also an audience member occasionally, I don't like the idea of being told how I should feel. I would rather have someone present information to me and let me make up my own mind. What are the two of you hearing from your students? Are they feeling like they need to be more subjective rather than objective? Have you had these types of discussions with them?
They haven't fought me a lot on objectivity. The people who fight me the most are other journalism professors that we get in discussions, sometimes on Facebook. That's happened before, where we discuss objectivity. And I remember one Facebook post from a friend, you know, in Iowa, who talked about, well, even producers can't be objective because every decision that they make about what story is run that day, that's not objective. They're making a decision. And so we got back and forth about that, because as a producer, I used to be a producer. I thought I didn't have a vendetta. I wasn't trying to mold how the audience felt. I was I was picking stories that would inform my audience. So we got in a little bit of an argument about that. So it is something that's really hotly talked about.
That's been a longstanding argument. Even the moment you decide what you're going to say about a story, you're making these decisions. It's no longer objective, just the way you report on a story. There is some subjectivity there.
Yeah.
But, it's not as though you go, you approach it with some sort of vendetta or some sort of goal to do something. You're just trying to inform your audience, like you said, and write something that should be of interest to them.
Yeah, but that apparently smacks of subjectivity for some people. So you really can't make everyone happy, is what it comes down to.
I agree. I think I have discussions with students more so in the classroom. I haven't so much in the student newsroom yet so far, but I think they understand the distinction. But I think more so of them are also understanding that what they do in their free time and on their social media sites is one thing, but what they try to do with our student newspaper and our online product is another. I haven't come across that yet, but I know that they're very well aware of that, and they kind of point these things out and recognize the distinction between the two as well.
All right. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.